If you have this gut feeling that's like, oh, I don't know that they know what they're in for. I mean, my understanding is you can't tell them, no, you can't go.
Right. We work with them really closely. It's one of the things that just by starting to visit with them a little bit in the hour we have, I can gather really fast what they know and don't know about the experience they're heading for. And if it appears they are well over their head, then we'll work with them. And sometimes just encouraging them to go part way is a big thing for them. And often they'll tell us that. They say, well, we're just here to learn about what Denali is all about. And our goal is to make it to the 14,000 camp, which is great. Making it to that level is a challenge, but it's not as difficult as moving above 14. And getting the 14 on Denali is like summoning Rainier. So given a comparison. So a lot of people get up Rainier and do quite well. But I think once you push up above 14,000, you get into very serious climbing. And for a seasoned mountaineer, it's not difficult, but for people that have less experience, it is very difficult. People always ask me, well, I heard Denali is not a hard climb. Well, if you've been climbing for a dozen years all over the place, it may not be that hard of a climb, but all you do is throw in, a steep ice face to it or high winds, and not feeling good at altitude, it becomes a different world. And what might be very easy one time of the year might be very difficult, a week later.
Well, and I mean, of course, we always talk about how the weather is such a huge
It
player
is
in,
very, it makes it whether you make it or not. Yeah, we've had people that have tried to get up in bad weather and they just get turned around 100 yards out of camp.